Chris Andrews says he was addicted to a smartphone. So he walked across the country and talked to people face to face. He even knocked on doors to ask people if he could camp in their yards for a night.
At the beginning of my trip, I was terrified. I was like hyperventilating outside of doors, and then I would just say, go do it. And then I'd knock on the door, and then some person would come, and I'd be speaking too fastly and breathing too heavily, and I wouldn't get it out right.
By the end, Chris did get it out right, including songs for an unexpected debut music album. From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. A couple years ago, Chris Andrews was a senior at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland when he realized he was addicted to his smartphone.
It was something I was using as a crutch, something that I was using in moments of boredom, moments of anxiety, or a moment of silence in a group of friends. We'd all reach for our phones, and I started to behave that, to observe that side of the behavior.
Chris is from Sutton's Bay, and he started this project called Let's Talk.
My name is Chris Andrews, and I'm currently crossing the United States on foot from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles. And I'm spreading a message about the value of face-to-face conversation in our digital age, and just the importance of connecting with others, but also connecting with ourselves. And
what a unique idea.
Hey, thanks.
I can't believe someone came up with that years ago.
Yeah, I think now is when we really need it.
Along the way, Chris spoke to hundreds of people on the streets, in schools, at their front doors. He says he wanted to gather information to hear how digital devices were affecting other people's lives.
So that's the stage that I'm at now, is taking what I've gained from my trip and sharing it with a community in various forms.
One of those forms was an unexpected debut music album. As Chris got ready to embark on his 210-day journey, he packed a push cart full of supplies, a tent, sleeping bag, dehydrated food, big jugs of water. Then, the day before his trip, his fiancé's father gave him a guitar. It wasn't exactly a practical gift.
You know, I thought, oh gosh, I've already got so much stuff. But this might be an opportunity for me to record and to capture what I see. But, you know, I tried to put it in my cart, and it fit with an inch to spare. And I thought, okay, I got to take it.
Music became something Chris did in his tent at night. He'd sit in there and think about the people he had met that day. As he traveled east to west, Chris says the land opened up, and so did his ability to slow down, reflect, and write songs. By the end of his trip, he had a Ziploc bag filled with 20-something songs inside.
Yeah, born upon the plateau, Rockwood, Tennessee. Honey, when I'm gone, take the road to the bayou like a dream. In the meantime, cigarettes, there's no need to worry just yet. No need, Evelyn, just yet.
That's a song called Evelyn off Chris's new album, Angelfish. It's inspired by a woman in rural Tennessee who opened up her house to Chris for a night. She even invited other people from her neighborhood over for a barbecue to meet him. And the whole album is inspired by experiences like that.
Evelyn's inside, watching the boys, they're punching holes in the walls. We built this house with our bare hands, and I'll tell you, they were proud of it. Ah, but slip the painting off the wall in a box to the cousin in Memphis.
Songs for a music album weren't the only unexpected thing to come out of the journey either. Chris had $4,000 when he started, but by the end of his journey, he had $6,000, all donated from people he met on his trip. He decided to use that money to hire a small film crew to film him during the final stages of his trip.
When you rely on others, and when you truly engage with them honestly, then that's where everything happens. That's where the creativity happens. That's where productivity, where love happens. It's where the flavors of life actually are experienced. But that only happened because I was going 3 miles an hour. That only happened because I was going slow. because I began to think for myself, because I began to really listen to other people.
The short film is called Let's Talk, and it'll premiere at the City Opera House in Traverse City on April 19th.
I think that fear is at the center of all of this. I really do. You know, why do we run away towards what's comfortable? Because it's scary. Talking to people is scary. It's uncomfortable. It's slow. It's not the quickest, fastest thing. It's never going to compete with technology in that way. But it freaking blows technology out of the water in another. In depth, in richness, in flavor, in honesty, and in the level of understanding that you can gain from it.
Chris Andrews will be at the City Opera House on April 19th for the premiere of his short film, Let's Talk. There will also be a Q&A session, and Chris will be playing music from his new album, Angelfish. For more information on the event, visit our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Thanks for listening. The deluge of the dream is washing over me. Oh, I fell in love more than I could live.